some sports stories transcend the game. And for basketball and beyond basketball, this season of the Los Angeles Lakers has promised that for months, even before the Kobe Bryant sexual assault charges. The Lakers started playing last night, the season opener against the Dallas Mavericks. L.A. won 109-93. Sal Masekela is a sports analyst for ESPN and ABC, and he's covering the Lakers for the next few months for Day to Day. Welcome back, Sal.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. So just fill us in on the background of the L.A. Lakers. What is it going into this season?
Well, coming into this season, I mean, the Lakers had underachieved last season. They were the three-year defending champs. Everyone was talking four-peat. People are dancing around the streets of L.A. the beginning of last season like they had actually won the championship. And, you know, due to a couple of different factors, they were not able to come up and get the job done and did not win the championship and ended up going to the San Antonio Spurs. Some people tell you it was because the Lakers had gotten older and they didn't make the adjustments they needed to in the previous offseason. And some people say, well, Shaquille O'Neal coming into camp overweight with the toe injury and him not coming back until after Christmas had something to do with it. But nonetheless, they were not the champs that they were supposed to be last season.
And then the season ends, and two players of just great talent and reputation, Karl Malone and Gary Payton, leave their teams and agree to join the Lakers for not very much money by basketball standards. They want to be with a team that can win a championship. And then there's this Kobe Bryant sexual assault charge thing happens, and there's all this uncertainty suddenly about the team leading up to the season.
Definitely. This summer, when it was announced that Karl Malone and Gary Payton were coming to the Lakers, it was no one could have ever imagined that. I mean, if you would have told me that I was going to see Karl Malone in the yellow and gold, I would have laughed at you. Like, no, that's impossible. But these guys did it. Gary and Karl, they probably could have made $20 million plus between the two of them, maybe $30 million between the two of them, and they're making less than $5 million this season between the two of them to come and win a ring.
As a basketball team already, I thought they looked pretty good last night.
They looked great.
And Kobe Bryant wasn't there. He's recovering from knee surgery over the summer.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant wasn't there, and some people will say it was the knee. Other people will say that the knee started to hurt a little bit more after the controversy that started to brew between Kobe and Shaq. And to give you a little bit of background on that, these are two players who have played with each other but are not necessarily the greatest of friends.
And over the weekend, these two guys...
Oh, they had a war of words publicly, which you just don't do. When you're two of the biggest superstars in basketball, you know, you're making $30 million a year between the two of you.
And you're on the same team.
And you're on the same team. And you got to go through the media in order to air your dirty laundry. It's embarrassing. They're fighting like, you know, like two little children. I mean, you want to talk about rolling out the dirty laundry there. Well, he didn't leave anything out there for you to know that he does not like Shaq and talked about Shaq being overweight and being childlike and putting the team in jeopardy last year. The one thing, though, that I think is that these guys haven't liked each other this whole time, and they already have three championships under their belt. In fact, Rick Fox said he loves it. He's like, last year we might have got along too well. That's why we didn't win. And for Kobe Bryant, I don't think he's in a position to be alienating himself. If there was ever a time that he needed to have all of his teammates having his back, and there's no question for him to act like someone who's on the team, it's right now.
Sal Masekela, sports analyst for ESPN and ABC, covering the Lakers this season for Day to Day. Thanks, Sal.
Thank you, Alex.